surprised.
What?
Or I'm glad to see you.
Did you ever say I'm proud to see you?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say
I'm
that?
I'm so proud to see you.
Uh-huh. And you say someone had about 500 acres of land. You say he had a
plantation.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say he had a right smart of land?
He's got a right smart of land. Don't know how much. And excuse me for yawning. And several acres would be a plantation.
What else would you say right smart about besides land?
You're right smart, or you wouldn't be here.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you feeling today?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you ask them? What would you say to them?
Well, I've said so many different things and told so many stories. I don't know. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad that you stopped by. Or I'm glad to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And we're glad to have new people come to our community,
uh-huh.
which we are. And I'm always glad to invite a guest in,
uh-huh.
even if they are strangers.
And, say to someone around December 25th.
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year's.
Do you ever hear people say anything else besides Merry Christmas? Did you ever get a Christmas gift?
Uh-huh. Christmas gift.
Did people used to say that?
Mm-hmm. It's Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
folded it and wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
for less than I paid.
So you'd be selling it at a
reduced price.
Okay. And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it,
I don't have the money.
Because it, what, too much?
Cost too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, a little present or something.
Yeah, they give you a little tip sometime.
Uh-huh. What do they call that?
A little gift.
Do you ever hear Lanyap? You never heard that?
Mm-hmm.
I think they had it more in New Orleans.
Oh, that's...
Give you a piece of candy or something when you buy something.
That sounds like
Dagos. If you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and
borrow something.
And you say in the 30s, money was
scarce.
And you say she ran down the springboard and
died off.
And you say several children have
learned to dive.
Or have already
dived off the board.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, we call that a
belly buster.
And
oh, what am I telling you?
You say dive in and what?
Across? Swimming.
Uh-huh.
Swim across.
Uh-huh. Several children have
learned to swim.
Uh-huh. I've in that creek before myself.
I have swum in that creek before.
Uh-huh. And he wanted to get across to the other side, so he just dived in and
went and swum across.
Okay. And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you could,
you're in bad luck.
Because you might
drown.
He said yesterday he
almost drowned.
Or, say after he went down three times, and you say that he had done.
He had done gone down the third time, and somebody pulled him out.
But he had done what?